This is All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Lance Lucky. The death of George Floyd, a black man killed by police in Minneapolis, has spurred demonstrations across the country. Here in New York, protesters took to the streets over the weekend. While most actions were peaceful, there were a handful of violent encounters between police and protesters widely shared on social media. The events left many asking, where was the mayor in all this? And as someone who promised to transform the NYPD, what has he accomplished during his 6+ years in office? Joining me now via Skype is WNYC City Hall and politics reporter Bridget Bergen. Hi, Bridget.
Hi, Lance. How you doing?
I'm good, thanks. Last night seemed to be the most difficult night so far for these protests. One of the most shocking scenes shared on social media shows two police cars in Brooklyn pulling into a crowd of people. Many are behind a metal barricade, and they appear to be trying to stop one of the vehicles as the other pulls around it. Both drive through the protesters, who can be seen scattering. What did the mayor say about the protests and some of these more disturbing images?
You know, Lance, by and large, the mayor defended the police and credited them for their restraint so far. He also praised the protesters and characterized the events as largely peaceful, as you said, and said he was grateful there was no serious injuries or loss of life so far. But there's really no escaping those really frightening images, that, like the one you described, where two police cars drove into that group of protesters. And here's what he said specifically about that.
I didn't like what I saw one bit. I did not want to ever see something like that. I don't want to ever see it again. And clearly, we need to do a full investigation and look at the actions of those officers and see what was done and why it was done and what could be done differently.
And yet, at the same time, the mayor put some of the blame on protesters for surrounding those cars. You know, the night before, an empty police-marked van was set on fire. And while he said this latest incident needed to be fully investigated, he also referenced this so-called X factor of protesters, anarchists, some of whom he claimed came to communities just to cause trouble. He said the NYPD would be putting out more details about this, but so far we haven't seen them.
Right. Now, how did the mayor try to address some of the concerns raised by leaders, particularly in the black community, about the need for more change within the NYPD?
He says he's been speaking with local elected leaders and police officials throughout the day, including a meeting in Brooklyn with public advocate Jumaane Williams yesterday. The mayor said essentially he needs to do more. He acknowledged both his privilege and the gaps he has in his understanding as a white man in America. And then he read an excerpt from a statement issued by the city council's Black, Latino, and Asian caucus. Those 26 members make up a majority of the council and represent millions of city residents. I spoke with Councilmember Adrienne Adams, a co-chair of that caucus who represents a portion of Southeast Queens, and she was frustrated that the mayor left out the first two sentences of their statement, which said, quote, "Last night, we witnessed the NYPD act with aggression towards New Yorkers who vigorously and vociferously but nonetheless peacefully advocated for justice in the names of George Floyd, Breonna Taylor, and the generations of black and brown people who were subjected to brutality and murder by the law enforcement officials sworn to protect them. When the system fails us, no one can dare deny us our feelings of outrage or suggest that we suppress the urge to confront our oppressors." And here's what Adams said about that omission.
Those two sentences specifically reference that history of the city of New York and NYPD and race relations in NYPD. And not to mention that, I think it was just the wrong message to send.
Specifically, she said it was the wrong message to send to communities of color. I also spoke with Councilmember Idenique Miller, her co-chair. He also said, "This is city budget season, and the council will be scrutinizing the NYPD's budget, looking to see if they can find bigger cuts and a better allocation of the city's resources." And he also said he hoped the mayor and commissioner would do more to review leadership within the department, particularly at the commander level, where you see individuals leading officers on the ground.
Now, the mayor often talks about transforming the NYPD and changing the relationship between police and the community they serve. Did he talk about doing more than changing policy?
He did. I asked him directly, what about the culture of policing?
It has to change. It has to change if we're going to be effective. It has to change if we're going to protect communities and protect officers. It is not where it needs to be for the world of today. It must change.
Commissioner Shea also said he was committed to making cultural change and to remember who the department works for, But they didn't say a lot more specifically about what they would do.
Bridget, you've covered the mayor throughout this administration, and this is not the first time he's faced street protests. What's different about how he's handling it this time?
Lance, I think we have to remember this is a mayor who has been living in crisis mode since the beginning of March. He's been forced to do things from shutting down schools and businesses to using the NYPD and others to enforce social distancing. He's relying on commissioners for information, which means he's getting a point of view. And when it comes to these protests, critics have asked, why hasn't he been more visible and more on the ground? People are looking for that John Lindsay moment where he walks the streets to call for common healing. I think the answer may be he just feels pulled by these dueling crises. He never wants to have the NYPD turn their backs on him again like they did in 2015. And yet he's walking a very fine line, as Councilmember Adams said to me. And still there are folks who would like to see him doing more and be more visible as we deal with this turmoil on the streets.
That's WNYC City Hall and Politics reporter Bridget Bergen. Thank you, Bridget.
Thanks, Lance.
This is WNYC.